Hi, this is Ratanuk. Not an annual co educating gastrointestinal consultant in Odun. Last name is Ray, R-A-Y. First name is Janice, J-A-N-I-C-E. Date of birth 9/3/1952. Patient Dr. Azra Ahmed. Chief complaint. Anemia or possible colonoscopy. And also has gastroesophageal reflux disease. Nesperograph is present. This 70 years old lady has been referred for screening colonoscopy. Her hemoglobin has been found to be 11.2, hematocrit 33.6, and she denied having seen blood in the stools. No constipation or diarrhea. She had colonoscopy done in 2014, which was negative. At that time, she was told to have it done again in 10 years. She has been suffering with heartburn indigestion and no chest pain palpitation. She is allergic to omeprazole. Pyrenosaga, she does not drink any alcoholic beverages or take any NSAIDs. Not been feeling dizzy, lightheaded. Pyrenosaga, her past medical history is significant for hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hypercholesterolemia, history of abnormal mammogram on the right side, 2015, proteinuria, low vitamin D, osteoporosis. Nesperograph, she is allergic to Lipitor, Omeprazole, Gabapentin, seafood. Nesperograph, socially, she stopped smoking 2019, stopped drinking alcohol 2017, denied using drugs. Nesperograph, overview of system, not been losing weight. She's always thin built, head is and normospheric. Occasional heartburn digestion, also some arthritic problems, not been feeling dizzy, lightheaded, no rectal bleeding. Next paragraph on physical exam, this elderly lady, not in any distress, weight is 124 pounds, blood pressure 121 over 102, pulse was 75, temperature 92.3, which is wrong. Needs to be rechecked. Head is normospheric, skin is non-necrotic, neck is supple, lungs no rather wheezing, heart rhythm, abdomen soft, positive also, non-tenor extremity, no edema. Nesperograph, impression, colon cancer screening. Last colonoscopy was 2014, and her hemoglobin is normal, 11.2, her medical 33.6. She is not having any bleeding at this time, so I will hold off scheduling of colonoscopy unless she wants to have it done, period. And I have explained the risk and complication also, which include infection, bleeding, perforation, or missing a lesion. Next paragraph. Also explained the bowel prep. Next paragraph, gastroesophageal reflux disease, heartburn. So I'm going to put her on Pepcid 40 mg once a day. Prescriptions have been sent. All the questions have been answered. Next paragraph, thank you very much. Copy to Dr. Azra Ahmed. Copy to patient chart. Thank you very much.